Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting second. The right fielder, Denny Hocking. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jeff Rabule. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ernie Young. Batting second. The second baseman, Brent Gates. Batting third. The third baseman, Jason Giambi. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Phil Plantier. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The DH, Geronimo Barroa. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Jose Herrera. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ariel Prieto. And now, play ball. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Prieto covering, for the out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hocking strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick misplays the ball. That's an error on Bordick. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Young takes first base on ball four. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Giambi for the out. Gates moves to second. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Gates scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Plantier hits a fly ball into right field. Hocking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hollins hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mears strikes out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Barroa strikes out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rabule hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Rabule moves to second. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hocking is 0-for-1 in the game. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. Rabule moves to third. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabule scores. Hocking moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cordova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Myers is 0-for-1 in the game. Myers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herrera for the out. One out. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gates for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollins hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears strikes out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Starhoviak is 0-for-1 in the game. Starhoviak takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rabule is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Giambi fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Giambi is 0-for-1 in the game. Giambi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Maguire reaches second base with a double. Giambi moves to third. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Plantier is 0 for 1 in the game. Plantier hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Giambi scores. Maguire moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Becker fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Becker. Maguire scores. Plantier goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Athletics. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berroa is 0 for 1 in the game. Berroa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Herrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maguire scoops it up and throws to first, with Prieto covering, for the out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hocking is 0 for 2 in the game. Hocking hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hocking moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Plantier. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Hocking scores. Molitor goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3. Athletics. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 2 in the game. Myers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Plantier throws the ball into Gates, who tags Myers, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cordova scores. Two outs. It's Twins, 4, Athletics, 4. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Young hits a fly ball into right field. Hocking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 0 for 2 in the game. Gates hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Giambi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Giambi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Giambi reaches second base with a double. Mark Maguire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maguire is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Maguire takes first base on ball 4. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Plantier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Plantier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Giambi scores. Maguire moves to third. It's 5-4, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Steinbach hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-4, Athletics. Pat Mahomes now pitching. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barroa is 0-for-2 in the game. Barroa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Acker now pitching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhowiak is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Starhowiak strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Rabule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rabule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rabule hits a fly ball into left field. Plantier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Herrera is 0-for-2 in the game. Herrera strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young takes first base on ball 4. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 0-for-3 in the game. Gates hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hocking. Gates reaches second base with a double. Young goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, Athletics. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gates moves to third. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Giambi is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Giambi takes first base on ball 4. Mark Maguire is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Maguire is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maguire hits a fly ball into right field. Hocking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Becker strikes out. 1 out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hocking is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hocking hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Herrera. Hocking reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cordova is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Plantier is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Plantier hits a fly ball into right field. Hocking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Berroa is 0 for 3 in the game. Berroa hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-4, Athletics. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Herrera is 0 for 3 in the game. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Moeller now pitching. Alan Battle now playing center field. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Myers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Myers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Hollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myers moves to third. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mears is 0 for 3 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Myers scores. 2 outs. It's 11-5, Athletics. Ron Coomer pinch hits for Scott Starhoviak. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Giambi fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Giambi. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rabiule is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rabiule strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Coomer now playing first base. Greg Hansel now pitching. Alan Battle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Battle hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gates is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gates strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Giambi is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Giambi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Giambi moves to second. Torrey Lovallo pinch runs for Mark McGuire. Phil Plantier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Plantier is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Plantier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hocking throws the ball into Rabiule, who tags Plantier trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Giambi scores. Lovallo moves to third. It's 12-5, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Torey Lovelo now playing first base. Billy Taylor now pitching. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Becker strikes out. 1 out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hocking is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hocking strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Plantier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 12, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.